From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suicide bombers attacked Iraq's capital today, killing at least 16. Pair of blasts happened in central Baghdad. It was during morning rush hour. In addition to those killed, the Interior Ministry said the bombing wounded another 65. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. United States says it has resumed accepting requests to renew grants of deferred action under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, a program instituted by former President Barack Obama to protect nearly 800,000 immigrants from deportation, children who were brought to the U.S. by their parents and remain here illegally. Meantime, the Senate may be making some progress with a bipartisan accord to address the plight of undocumented children. David Perdue is a Republican member of the U.S. Senate.
Republicans and Democrats want to solve the DACA situation, but we also want to make sure that we're not back here in 5 years doing the same thing again. What we have to do is secure our borders.
All of this comes after a judge temporarily blocked President Trump's decision to end the DACA program later this year. Mr. Trump has since said he wants the DACA program to continue, but only if lawmakers approve the construction of a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Afghanistan's government and its negotiators and the Taliban officials have reportedly opened an unofficial talk in Turkey, hoping that they will lead to formal peace dialogue. This comes as a UN delegation is in Kabul holding talks with Afghan leaders on security and political issues in the country. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration. It happened on Sunday, and in one district, police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths on the 7th anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine Abidine Ben Ali. Hama Hamani is leader of the Tunisian Popular Front.
We are continuing to fight to reach the objectives of this revolution, especially its economic and social objectives. The current alliance in power is destroying our people, destroying our country. Our Tunisia needs new economic and social choices. Our country needs a new political direction to fulfill the aspirations of this people, which has fought so much for its dignity and freedom.
Tunisia has had several governments since Ben Ali fled the country, but none has been able to improve the economy. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's rejecting further U.S. mediation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict following President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Abbas also said Israel has effectively ended the 1994 Oslo Peace Accords. American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone on what the accords were about.
The Oslo Peace Accords were what created the Palestine Authority. So if indeed they were to be abrogated, Abbas would have no legitimacy whatsoever. So again, this is rhetoric, but not really a move.
The Oslo Accords led to partial self-determination for the Palestinian people. Vandals in Santiago attacked four churches ahead of Pope Francis's visit to Chile today. Reuters' Nathan Frandino is following the story.
The perpetrators throwing homemade bombs at the churches and leaving pamphlets at the scene. Authorities say one note read, "Pope Francis, the next bomb will be in your robe." A motive has not been established. Father Marcelo Cabezas of the Cristo Vencedor Parish says the attacks were carried out by cowards.
They are people who don't know how to measure the consequences of what they do. They do not know how to see around themselves, whom they affect.
No one was hurt in the attacks, and no suspects have been identified. Although protests are expected when the Pope arrives, on issues ranging from indigenous rights to an ongoing sexual abuse scandal within the church.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the U.S. It's a federal holiday remembering King's birthday. He was the chief spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the U.S. civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state laws.
That's the latest world news from VOA.